Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, July 15th, 2025, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
One World Products acquires Eco-Bioplastics, advancing U.S. manufacturing and sustainable packaging innovation. One World Products, Inc., led by Chairman and CEO Isia Thomas, has acquired Eco-Bioplastics Midland Inc., a leading U.S.-based manufacturer of plant-based and biodegradable plastics, for approximately $600,000 in cash. This acquisition will accelerate OWP's push into high-growth sectors such as food packaging, automotive, and consumer goods. The company will soon change its name to Isaiah Enterprises Inc., reflecting its mission to lead the future of circular economies and sustainable materials. With in-house biopolymer production, OWP can now offer cost-effective alternatives to petroleum-based plastics. EcoBio's compostable formulations are ready for use in food packaging, providing distribution opportunities in grocery and hospitality channels. Leveraging relationships with key industry players, EcoBio's sustainable biocompounds are positioned for use in lightweight, recyclable automotive parts. Midland, Michigan will serve as OWP's U.S. base for manufacturing and R&D expansion, supporting Isia Thomas's commitment to clean tech and ESG-focused development. This acquisition strengthens OWP's earnings potential, intellectual property portfolio, and ESG profile, positioning the company to appeal to investors focused on sustainability and innovation. Lockheed Martin in talks with mining companies for Pacific seabed access. Lockheed Martin is in early-stage discussions with multiple mining companies regarding access to its Pacific Ocean seabed mining licenses. The company's COO, Frank St. John, mentioned that there has been significant interest in their exploration rights, first granted by the U.S. government in 1984. While the potential value of the deposits remains undisclosed, mining companies have recognized the value. St. John stated that they are in initial talks with several firms to grant them access to their licenses for material processing. This development follows President Trump's executive order to expedite exploration and permitting for critical minerals in seabeds. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration also recently proposed rule revisions for exploration licenses and recovery permit applications, streamlining the regulatory process. NexTier breaks ground on new manufacturing facility in Luzhou, China. NexTier Automotive broke ground on a new smart manufacturing facility in Luzhou, China, marking a key milestone in their strategic growth. The expansion will increase in-house production of key components and foster collaboration across NexTier's supply chain. The new facility will meet rising demand for advanced steering and motion control technologies, including column assist electric power steering systems and modular power packs. Once operational in H1 2026, the plant will span over 40,000 square meters and feature energy-efficient infrastructure and advanced automation. This move reinforces NexTier's commitment to responsible innovation and supports their vision for safe, green, and exciting mobility.
Success story: Prince Manufacturing and Solinvtech bringing agricultural innovation to life. Prince Manufacturing, a trusted contract manufacturer, has partnered with Solinvtech to produce the Solix Ag Robot, a cutting-edge agricultural innovation. By leveraging Prince's expertise in industrial and technology sectors, Solinvtech aims to strengthen its global footprint and meet rising demand. Prince's streamlined manufacturing processes and integrated supply chain management have resulted in faster time to market and scalable production capabilities. This collaboration sets a new benchmark for partnerships between product innovators and production experts, showcasing the power of technology in advancing automation in agriculture.
3NH launches YL3160 non-contact spectrophotometer. 3NH, a global innovation leader in instruments and optical devices, has launched the YL3160 non-contact spectrophotometer. This omnidirectional sensor is designed for industrial use, providing real-time color measurement with smart manufacturing systems. The YL3160 aims to solve issues posed by traditional contact-based color measurement techniques, offering benefits like color consistency, automated seal supervision, and inline color measurement technology. With features like a dual-array CMOS image sensor, UV and full-spectrum LED light source, and industrial protection level IP66, the YL3160 ensures high precision and reliability in color measurement. Suitable for industries like paints, coatings, cosmetics, food processing, textiles, pharmaceuticals, and electronics, the YL3160 offers accurate color measurements for various materials. Available for global order as of July 2025, customers can purchase the YL360 through official channels, including the 3NH website and authorized distributors, with support options like warranty, installation guidance, and customization services.
Decotech introduces INO M-Series high-precision screen printer for printed electronics and delicate medical films. Deco Technology Group, Inc. introduces the INO M-Series modular screen printing platform designed for ultra-precise printing on delicate substrates used in printed electronics, medical sensors, flexible circuits, and touch-sensitive displays. The INO M-Series offers production speeds up to 380 sheets per hour and polyisinal 20 micrometers print accuracy. Engineered for tight registration and contamination-free handling, each model in the lineup shares a consistent print architecture for alignment and repeatability. The M-Series handles sensitive substrates such as PET, PN, polycarbonate, and specialty foils, thanks to its anti-scratch vacuum transport system, camera-based auto-registration, and intelligent print length correction. Manufacturers can scale operations with modular automation options like feeders, dryers, vision inspection, and stackers. Contact Decotech for scalable, high-resolution screen printing solutions optimized for Industry 4.0 workflows.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.